Hello, this is David Holtz, and we are coming live from the beautiful city of Charlotte, North Carolina. We want to welcome all of you to the Science, Sound, and Spirituality Hour, and we are going to give you a phone number if you would like to call in at any time and talk about our subject today, which is going to be about the Earth and Earth Day. Our number is 718-508-9803. Again, that's 718-508-9803. So if you'd like to call in, we'll get to you in a few minutes and we'll take some of these calls. So Earth Day, welcome to the day after Earth Day. Actually, Earth Day was yesterday. Earth Day was begun 49 years ago, actually, in 1970, by a gentleman, Gaylord Nelson, who is a senator from Wisconsin. He's no longer with us on this plane, but we give him his honor and his dues for being the one to head up and to move us into this beginning of a modern environmental movement that is growing. And I can't tell you how urgent it is that we all become involved into the consciousness and to the action of helping our Earth as our Earth is beginning to change. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Senator Gaylord was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award and was therefore honored for the work that he had done. So let's talk a little bit about the Earth. What is the Earth compared to the world? I have heard people all my life talk about the end of the world, some horrible catastrophe that was going to destroy the world, and oftentimes they meant the world as our planet, Earth. But these are two different things, so let's look at them for just a moment. We know the Earth actually is a planet that's in the galaxy of the Milky Way, kind of in the background a little bit, in the boondocks of the galaxy, but at the same time, one of the more important planets that we know of because of the life that has thrived upon it, are trying to thrive at this time. It's having a difficult time due to the way that we're treating our Earth. But the Earth is not the world. So when it talks about the end of the world, that actually comes from a word that is influenced in many texts from a Greek word, aeon, E-A-I-O-N, aeon, which means age. So it's not talking, when it talks about the end of the world, it's talking about an end of an age. And we have many ages. For instance, we all know that we are in the process of fully moving from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. Now, the age of Pisces and all the other ages that we go through last approximately a little under 26,000 years. So every almost 26,000 years, we move into a new age based upon the zodiac. That's an age, that's a world. The Hopi Native Americans speak of the five different worlds that we're entering into, the fifth world, the world of purification. So there's many, many that use the word world in the sense of a certain segment of time in which something is brought to fruition, some purpose behind it. But to you that are out there and you're listening to these type of broadcasts that are coming to you, are living at such a strategic time. And one of the great passions that I've had for the last 15 years is to send out the clarion call for the light workers. I don't know what else to call them. I think it's as good a name as anything. But those who are working with light. Light. Light is not an abstract thing like we know the light in a room, but light is information. little bits of information called photons. And they are always from the dimensions that are beyond our third space dimension and fourth dimension time, time-space. Therefore, it would begin to come in from, say, the fifth dimension. So there's information coming in from the fifth dimension that's going to help all of us to know how in the world we're going to get through this challenging time that we're going through on this planet. I know that all of you who are at all in tune with what's going on through the news media, it looks really bad. It looks like we've gone totally insane on this planet, the things that we are doing to one another. But as a light worker, we have to look at it from a larger or bigger picture and not look at just what our eyes see or what we see through the mass media. We have to see through our heart. We have to see through our eye of intuition, the third eye, we might call it, the eye of enlightenment. And we have to see past the way things seem to appear to be and look at the bigger picture, the bigger plan, the bigger purpose. One example I'd like to give you, for instance, is once in a while, I decide to maybe do something to go through a detox of some kind, to cleanse my body. And I know when I'm going to do it, that I am going to go through some kind of a healing crisis. That's just inevitable. It's just going to happen. And when I do, that means that whatever I'm doing to use a product or whatever I'm using to cleanse myself is first going to bring out all the toxicity that's built up in my body. And I'm probably going to break out. I'm maybe going to have a rash. Who knows how it's going to manifest and where it's going to manifest. Well, it's kind of the same way with our planet. The planet has held and held eons and ages of deep toxicities due to the way mankind has chosen to treat our Earth. The fact that we have ended up misusing and not partnering ourselves with the Earth, but feeling that the Earth is something that is not a living organism, but something dead. And we know that not to be true today. We know that we could measure anything from the hardest substance of rocks, and from rocks we actually get minerals that we need in our bodies. All the different minerals sometimes come from rocks that are crushed into fine minerals that help us to live. Most of everything that keeps us alive as a physical body is from the earth. The earth is what is nurturing us and bringing us alive to be a living physical being. So there's always that time of the crisis that has to happen. So it's our place to see what is going on in the world, all over the world now. It's not just in the Middle East, but everywhere, including our own country, our own cities, sometimes our own neighborhoods, as we see that people are emerging in very bizarre ways that is very hard for us to understand. But we have to understand that we don't know where this all toxicity is going to show up. It could show up anywhere, just like on our body. But it is our place to have a vision. You know, one text that I read one time says, without a vision, people perish. So we have to have a vision, and that vision is the vision that we are given from our higher self, whatever you choose to call it. And that vision is that crises only precedes transformation. Now, science has proved this. New physics has shown us that most everything is made out of the same stuff. Thousands of years ago, we had a science that's kind of been lost but rekindled in the last some decades, and that is called alchemy. Like you've heard of changing lead to gold, for instance. Well, really, that's a simple principle that has been found to be true in the quantum world, that everything is made out of pretty much the same kind of particles, like electrons and protons and neutrons, and then smaller particles. We have neutrinos, we have the boson, we have, you know, on and on it goes. But it's all made out of the same stuff, but it's the way it organizes itself that gives us the world of diversity, to know the difference between an animal and see the difference between the mineral world and the physical world and so on and so forth. It's all due to the way things are organized. So if somebody could come along and had the ability of consciousness to reorganize that into a different manifestation, which is definitely one of the laws of thermodynamics, that we can't destroy energy, but we can change the shape of it, and we can actually do that by using our consciousness many times, by observing something, we're told, changes something, by looking at a wave can make it become something, or looking at a particle can make it a wave. So observation becomes very important, and that is our responsibility, is how are we choosing to view the world? How are we choosing to view what's going on our planet? Now, the world I just used is systems, systems such as the educational system, the religious system, financial system, all of the different systems, the medical system, all these systems that makes up our worlds that are pretty much on our planet. So, of course, they're changing because the worlds are changing, and we're seeing things begin to go into that state of chaos that I was talking about. Now, this not only happens to the world and to the worlds or the systems, but they happen to our systems, your system. Even down to the cellular level, you're going to feel this kind of transformation and this time of crises for healing that we're going through. So it's very important that we understand what is going on and understand our own symptoms so that we are not misdiagnosed many times, and that we can understand that things are changing, patterns are changing, and form is changing as frequencies change, as electromagnetics change, and things begin to change in the sense of the world. We're going to take just a moment or two and go to a commercial. As I said, we're coming from the international headquarters of Soma Energetics, our company, and you can hear a little bit about it right now. So stay tuned, and I'll be back with you in just a moment.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Five, four, three, two. Hi, this is David Olson. Welcome back to our Science, Sound, and Spirituality Hour, coming to you from Charlotte, North Carolina. We're talking today about the Earth and about Earth Day that was being celebrated yesterday on April 22nd, and how that this movement is growing and how that we need to be a part of these different transformations and changes that our Earth is going through, and the different worlds or systems that make up this world, including the inhabitants. That's you. That's me. Even down to you and I, down to the way our cells are being replicated, are all being affected by what's going on in the electromagnetic fields of the planet and all of these different energy fields that are beginning to shift and move and repattern themselves and we're all feeling it. We're all experiencing it, and we can experience it in so many ways. Again, I want to remind you that the way a healing starts is through a healing crisis. And right now, this is a time in which nothing can be suppressed. Nothing can be hidden in the dark shadow of the subconscious, whether it's of the individual mind or whether it's a country, whether it is a planet. Everything that has been hidden and everything that has been suppressed is being released now to be dealt with. So that's why we're calling forth the light workers to come forth and to learn how to work with such things as energy, vibration, sound, color, and you can do that in many ways. As you see, our company uses tuning forks. We have found in the last 15 years that tuning forks is just a raw, good vibration that many times can allow the intelligence of the human body and the human mind to be activated to find its balance again. Now, other people use bowls, like Tibetan bowls. Some people use bells. There's many things that are being used, or many tools that's available for us to use sound and vibration or color. Some just use energy itself by their hand. But this is something that is growing and has been growing for the last couple of decades. We were told by a famous medical doctor who came out and wrote his wonderful book in the late middle 80s and called Energy Medicine, and that's Dr. Richard Gerber, and tells us that we would eventually come to a time in which we would begin to work first in the energy bodies before the physical bodies. Well, that is happening, and it's growing faster and faster as people are realizing that our etheric blueprint carries a lot of our diseases and illnesses for up to 6, 9 months or a year before it ever comes physical. And this is one thing that I love doing, and that's helping people to find their intuition and to practice through intuition how to find things that have not yet made it into the physical body. That would be preventive. We need more preventive work. So this is very important that we learn to work with these type of things. So if you're listening to me and you're working, if you do Reiki, if you do tuning forks, if you do sound, then we really commend you, and you that don't might want to look into it and get on such as our websites and many websites around the world today that are offering ways in which you can learn how to use vibration, sound, color, and energy work in your life. And anybody can do it. You don't have to be a scholar to do it. You can find such companies as we do who will license you and train you and help you to get started in a way in which you can use it. So, the earth is so important. Why is the earth so important to human beings? Well, mainly because everything in the earth is pretty much in us, such as our minerals and all of the things that make up the earth is also in us. We have to have nutrients that are made from the earth to live. So what chemicals do we associate with such falling conditions? And let's just talk about some of them. Osteosporosis, amnesia, dizziness, heat, stress. Now, most people, if you ask them that question, they'd probably answer, you need some calcium, iron, you need sodium, you need water, because we relate the deficiency in them with corresponding to that condition, and we think the body makes those things. The body makes the calcium, the iron, the sodium, and the water. Well, what is surprising is when we ask where these chemicals come from, it's not our bodies. We have to consider the fact that they come from the earth. So the more accurate answer is these chemicals come from the cycling of air, water, minerals between earth and the human body. In fact, the earth's crust contains most of the mineral nutrients our body needs and the chemical composition of a rock. You take something as hard as a rock, say granite. Now, you can't eat granite. That would be too hard. You couldn't do that. But if you took a chunk of granite and you ground it up fine enough in hopes of getting your daily mineral supplement, you would probably end up, you know, finding something that could help you. And that's what a lot of nutritional vitamins and minerals and things like that that have become so popular can do for us, because the earth is not giving us. Unfortunately, earth, which is our mother, wants to take care of our bodies. It gave us everything we needed. It gave us all of our minerals, everything that we need to live healthy lives. And then came along the human species. The human species, after millions of years, thousands of years, began to develop a mind of their own. And what I mean is they evolved. They evolved past the animal and the mineral, and they developed something called the frontal cortex, which gave them power. Power to imagine, power to think differently. So they became the ones that really became the true caretakers of the planet. Now, at one time, there was great caretakers of our planet. Back in the early, early days of indigenous people, such as Native Americans here in the United States, had such a relationship with Earth. They called it Mother Earth. And they worked with Earth. They honored Earth. And the Earth gave them the medicines when they were sick, gave them the food, and the water was pure. And then as man came along and decided the Earth was in its dominion and control, we haven't done well by taking over that position with the Earth. We have raped the Earth. We have destroyed her rainforest, her trees. We've polluted the ground until our food no longer even holds the nutrients that are healthy for us. This is why we have seen an explosion of the supplement companies who are telling us that we have to supplement ourselves because our food is not giving us enough, unless you're blessed to be in a certain part of the country, if there is any, that is a virgin earth, and you're growing your own vegetables and so on and so forth. If you are, you're doing right. But most of us live in cities and live in places that we cannot do that, although a lot of cities are certainly beginning to have community-type gardens and things like that. And I think that's great. So there's things that we can do if we join together and not just let this be a day on April 22nd. This is one of the things about certain holidays that bothers me. If you take Mother's Day, you know, when my mother was alive, every day was Mother's Day. Now, of course, I honored Mother's Day when it was, and made it a special effort to tell my mother I loved her, and maybe I got her a corsage or something. But it was no different than any other day that my mother was alive. I love my mother. Now, maybe a birthday is different because that only happens once a year. But I think every day is Earth Day. I don't think April 22nd has to be just the day. Maybe it's a day that we kind of rally around and remember at a collective conscious level that we are participants and co-creators with the Earth. That's fine. I'm not putting that down. But I'm saying now that we're a day later and we're moving away from that day, are we going to forget it again? Are we going to put it off? Or are we going to be get involved? Because there's things we can actually do. So let's go through some of the things that we probably possibly can do. We could install solar panels, for instance. A lot of us who live, especially in the South, where there's a lot of sun, and there's a lot of good incentives to install solar panels. There's a lot of good programs that can help you to get them at a reasonable price and put them on your roof, and that would save so much in electricity. So we could do that. We could all be a part of organizing an event, something, somewhere in our neighborhood or in our community, where people could exchange different ideas of what we could do to help. We could change a habit. In other words, something that we do that we know is not good for the earth, something we maybe throw away that we shouldn't, or something that we do, just somehow shift something and change something. It may seem small, but if enough of it does it, it becomes a huge effect. We need to communicate more with different people who are also like-minded and want to join us. We need to talk about it more. We need to not be afraid to educate people and to tell people the importance that if the planet doesn't make it, we don't make it. Now, the planet's probably going to make it because it says in the Christian text that the earth abideth forever. So if the earth is going to be around forever, whatever forever is, that doesn't mean its inhabitants are, that we can be absolutely in a place, a crossroad, in which either we're going to do one or two things, and that's destroy or evolve ourselves. And I'm for the evolution idea of evolving ourselves totally out of survival, Homo sapien, five sense, sensory perception, and moving to a fifth dimensional status of becoming a little bit more than the human we have been. We have tapped in so little bit of our potentials. We're not using hardly near of our genetic material. We're not using near our consciousness. There is so much uncharted territory just waiting for us to awaken inside of ourselves. And again, I think that's what energy work does, using sound, vibration, frequency. I think it helps to wake up that sleeping genius that is in all of us, that we can be responsible. So I know everybody wants to blame the government. We want to blame this, and that's the old way of ego system is kind of project out there, and we'll be the victims, and everybody else is doing it's wrong. But actually, we can all be a part of making such a difference. The change of the world begins with each and every one of us. So things are definitely changing. When this started in 1970, again, it was through the senator of Wisconsin. There was only about 20 million people that showed up in 1970 for this first great rally for what became Earth Day. There was maybe 5,000 environmental groups of 184 countries. By 2010, there was 225,000 people. Get that, the difference. Of 20 million to 225 million, that's million, not thousand, 225 million that showed up at the National Mall with 23 organizations in place in more than 192 countries. Also by that time, there was over 30,000 educators that was out there dedicating their life to educate people. And in 2002, the intent was to plant 1 billion trees, which was accomplished in 2012. So you see, we can set goals and intentions, and we can make a difference. All right, I'm going to take just another moment here, and we're going to have a little bit of commercial about Soam Energetics and what we do. So I see some people are calling in. When we come back, we'll take some of these phone calls and see what's on your mind. We'll be right back.
Soam Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soam Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soam Energetics. At SoamEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And welcome back to our talk today on science, sound, and spirituality. Today we're talking about Earth Day and Earth, and we're talking about what we can do to be a part of that. So let's go to the first person who's called in today.
Deborah.
So I believe this is Deborah.
Hi, David.
Hi, Deborah. How are you today?
Very good. How about yourself?
Real good. So what's on your mind?
Well, you know what, David? I feel like time is speeding up. It just doesn't seem like I have the same amount of time that I used to have. Can you elaborate on that?
I would be glad to do that. Thank you. That's a great question. Actually, the Earth itself has its own heartbeat. Just like we go and check our pulse and see how our heart rate is, so the Earth has a heart rate and a heartbeat. Now that's called the Schumann resonance, and that's mainly because it was discovered by a gentleman by the name of Schumann back many years ago, who found this electromagnetic heartbeat of the Earth. And it varies among geographical region, different regions, and for decades though it measured only 7.8 cycles per second. Now, this is back around 1970 and 1980 that we found out that this was only 7.8 had been going on for quite a long time. Well, that's all changed. But because it was that for so long, such things as global military communications were developed on this frequency. So a lot of things, how time runs, how time is on your clock, and how it's set throughout the world for, like, standard time and Eastern time and Pacific time, is all based out of Colorado, based upon time, which is a relative thing, but is based upon these pulses, these vibrational frequencies. Well, they knew some years ago that was beginning to change. They never brought it out in the public because I don't think they knew exactly what to do about it. But we had such great visionaries, such as Greg Braden, especially, and others that we began to read about in the late 90s who began to tell us in their studies and in their research that this 7.8 cycles per second had changed almost to 12 cycles. Now, this is very important because this affects everything. This affects everything, including you, your cells, your moods. Everything that you go through are based. You have cycles based upon how you sleep. You have the inner cycle of melatonin that comes from the pineal gland, for instance. And if you're one of these people out there that's listening to us who is changing your sleeping habits, maybe you don't need the 8 hours. Maybe you don't need the 3 meals a day. Maybe all of that is changing, and we keep trying to fit into the old model. But we need to allow for things to change and to repattern themselves. So anyway, what we understand, or what Greg Braden understands and others, that when we reach this 12 cycles, that we will be the beginning of a new norm of a new age, a new way of living on this planet. And we are at that point. So this is kind of exciting to think. It's kind of the old adage that that's the darkest before the dawn. At least we as visionaries would like to believe that the reason things look so bad out there, and what's going on in the world, in the Middle East, and all over, and what people are doing are actually some of those deep, toxic things coming out for the purpose to be healed. And again, that's where the light workers. Now you say, I don't have the money, and I can't go over to the Middle East, and I can't go over all these things that are going on. But you know, when we work with energy, we can go anywhere. We will work with intent and faith. We can go anywhere because we're transcending time-space, where there is no distance between this and that, them and us, and we can actually do the work right from our own home. And with the Internet now, which is sort of the new nervous system of the planet. Someone said to me, if you went out into space and looked back at the Earth and all of the lines of communication were lit up, it would look like a baby's nervous system. So we're being wired up differently as a planet and as a species as we are going through this transformation. So this is a very interesting time. So according to what has happened with electromagnetic fields of moving from 7.8 more toward a 12 or so cycle, 16 hours now seems what 24 hours was. So in other words, 24 hours to your perception is 16 hours. So everybody says there's not enough time in a day. I just wake up, it's time to go to bed again. I can't get everything done. Well, that's really true. It's happening because of the magnetic fields that are changing. And we have to change also. And as we change with change, then we're going to be all right. But if we resist, I was watching some trees the other day. I was sitting in the dentist office looking out trees, and the wind was really blowing. And I was just watching how well the trees was going with the wind. And if they hadn't, that wind would have probably snapped them off and just they'd been broken and laying on the ground. Well, that's what happens to us when we resist change. And we want to go back to the good old days. And we want to go back politically or religiously back to what was the good old days. No, we need to go forward. We need to be willing and go forward. So I hope that has helped to answer that question. Thank you, Deborah, for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. So I think we have another caller on the line. Alan, are you there? Alan? Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind?
The question I had is, how can we use sound to resonate with the Earth to make Earth Day every day?
Well, you can. That's a good question. Thank you.
There
you go. You can do it through vibration and sound. And you could do it through such things as a tuning fork. Of course, I'm going to say tuning forks because that's what I do. But tuning forks also are a wonderful way. We have, for instance, something called brain tuners. Now, we've all heard of brain tuners, or not brain tuners, but we've heard of brain frequencies. In other words, the more alert frequency for the brain or the wave of the brain is called beta. And then you can go to alpha, and then you can go to a more meditative theta and into sleep or deep meditation delta. So you can actually do that with two tuning forks by using these binaural vibrations between two tuning forks. So say if you have a 200 and a 210, and you would hold those up to your ears, the brain would take in the 10, which is the one between 200 and 210. See what I'm saying? If you take 200 from 210,
yeah,
you get 10. So the brain would entrain to that. So there's many things we can do to help to stay in tune with the Earth, what the Earth is doing. It's kind of like dancing with the Earth. Once we find these steps, and when we find we can use prayer, we can use meditation, we can use affirmations, we can use so many different things, but most of all, it's about being awake and conscious and mindful of how that we live our life in partner with the Earth.
That makes sense.
That help you anyway?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure.
All right. So I mentioned earlier about the Hopi Native Americans. I've been fascinated, and I know many people are, with some of the prophecies that pertain to this time that we are living in. And I also mentioned that what they teach is that we're moving out of the fourth world, or we'd call it an age, into the fifth world. And that's the world of that begins with purification. So as Mother Earth just says, no more, I'm going to clean myself off, we're going to see all of this debris beginning to rise to the surface of the Earth. Now, the law of energy and the law of thermodynamics is that nothing be destroyed. So the Earth isn't trying to destroy things, but it is trying to change the pattern of things. For instance, those who are out there with such fear, and, you know, we have two emotions that we work from, and that's love and fear. Now, the people who come from fear, the fear that they're going to be conquered or somebody's going to take over their country or whatever the fear is that's driving people to do these horrible things that they're doing that we're hearing about on the world today, can have that their heart changed from fear to love. That actually can happen. You say, how that's going to happen? How's that going to happen? It's going to happen by we're going to get the right presidents in, we're going to get the right people in. Now, I'm not against that, and we should be very much involved in trying to get the best that we have in the sense of politics and whatever, but that's not the answer. We all know that it's not going to be done from the outside any longer, that this is inner work, that we have to go in and kind of come through the back door of consciousness. And we can do that so many ways by opening up energy portals or vibrational portals. And that way we can begin to send intent in and people can begin to have that inner shift from, say, being angry or fearful or guilty to love and to healing and to more spiritual positive things to take place. So again, I really ask all of us to be a part of this collective consciousness. You know, if a group gets together and believes and has an intent that they share, they create this field that is larger than the group. And that's called a morphogenic field. So every religion has a morphogenic field. That's why all of some of them are powerful and grow, because when we have a morphogenic field, we attract more of the same thing to us. So we need a new morphogenic field, one of vision, one that sends out the beam of light right out of the solar plex itself, which is the fire, the sun, part of our energy bodies, and we need to send it in every direction, the north, south, and the east, and the west. So I hope that today's program has helped you to realize that we all need to step up now and feel the urgency of the time to become involved as co-creative partners with our Mother Earth. So I want to thank you for joining us on this broadcast. Let us hear from you. Check our website at www.somaenergetics.com. That's somaenergetics.com. And look at all that we have to offer you and let us hear from you. And until next time, may you be blessed, and may you be blessed with peace and light in your life. Thank you.